Good Sunday morning. This is Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries, and it's good to be with you again on another beautiful Sunday. Chance of a little bit of rain today. It's hard to say, but we hope that we get some. And I'm just thankful. As you go out and you see the countryside again in Iowa, man, everything is vibrant green. You can see the crops growing and starting. And just the animals that are outside that have had their young. It's just a beautiful time to be live in the state of Iowa. And I hope maybe you are traveling down the highway today and you have turned it on to KBOE 104.9 FM. I just pray that again today that you hang with us. We got a great teaching. We're finishing up a teaching series on how to live a life of victorious living. And who doesn't want to have that, right, folks? So again, thank you for listening today. Some of you are on your way to church. I pray that you go, that the Lord will go before you and the presence of the Holy Spirit will be with you as you enter the doors of your church. And again, thanks for being part of our Sunday morning time together. And also to those of you that are at home, maybe you're in your shop doing whatever it might be, thank you so much for listening and being a part of Vital Ministries. But before we get started today, we're going to jump in just a few things, just a heads up about a few upcoming events. We are staring down our June 24th through the 26th Vital Men's Motorcycle Ride. We're going to go in a portion of Minnesota and also two of Wisconsin, and it's going to be a great three-day weekend. This is a men's ride only. If you'd like to be a part of that, you can give me a call at 641-660-7715 or get a hold of us on our Vital Ministries website at vitalministries.org and come and check that out. It's just a great time as men as we join together. Also, too, don't miss this, man. It is right with that, just a little over a month away. Our next Vital Gathering at Debbie's Celebration Barn will be on July 10th. You're not going to want to miss this time. As we go and we worship together, we'll have food for you. So make sure you come hungry. We'll have to take care of that. Also, too, we will have a worship time, our Vital Ministries worship team. We're excited about that. We're having a special guest that's going to come along. At the end, I will do the main speaking. It will be a great time. We're going to do some talk about what it means to have a healing people time for people who come and need healing. Maybe that's for you. You don't want to miss out. Again, that's at Debbie's Celebration Barn right here in Oskaloosa. The time is from 5 to 7 o'clock at night, and again, it's on July 10th. You're not going to want to miss, and this is an open event for everyone. That means your whole family, you want to bring your friends, bring all those things, and it will be a great time together as we worship the Lord and also to jump into His Word and see what He has for us. But today will be our final teaching on how to have victory in life. In my mind, victory in life will take you to facing your giants by faith. We all have giants in life, financial relationships, marriage, work, and simply life itself. Isn't that true, folks? But what if you face those giants in the name of the Lord? That's a whole different perspective. I had a good friend of mine by the name of Jeff who told me a story. I love this. He told me a story about his youngest son, Kevin. Kevin is a young man who is just beginning to go to middle school. And Kevin, he loves without a doubt Jesus, his family, and even people he doesn't know. I find this, you're going to love this short story this morning. But my friend said that the bus that morning or at the end of the day was full. So with that being said, Kevin gave up his seat and got off the bus and decided to walk home. But even cooler about that, with Kevin, he also has a brother. And his brother's name is Dallas. And they both decide to go home and head off. So they head off down, walking down the road. And it's not terrible far away for them to do this walk. They've done it before. But when Kevin, he goes to school, he carries his Bible in his backpack. He's a young evangelist, always ready and ready to give the gospel message. Not many kids are like this young man, like Kevin. He's just a cool little guy. But Kevin, he walks by and he notices a man sitting on his front porch having a beer. The boys were walking by and they say hello to the man and Kevin. And this is interesting. As they start going and they go by, Kevin all of a sudden stops. He takes out his Bible out of his backpack, goes up to the man on the deck, and he tells the man Jesus loves him, and he gives him his Bible. Jeff told me he had just purchased this Bible and given it to Kevin, but Kevin gave away his Bible. The man says to Kevin, "Thank you." Kevin leaves and starts his journey back home. Goes home, tells his dad about what had happened. Now, my friend, without a doubt, I mean, this is a big moment for a father. He's grinning face to face and ear to ear, and he's just ecstatic about what his son has just done. One proud papa, without a doubt. He tells his wife, maybe we should get more Bibles and buy some more and have them ready for their son, Kevin. And I think that's exciting. But this is what I like. You see, folks, Kevin has great faith, and he went to the man in the name of the Lord. He was obedient in the moment. A young man faced a giant of not knowing who this man was, but Kevin knew the man needed Jesus, and by doing so, he overcame what could have possibly been maybe insecurity, maybe just the unknown of speaking to a person you've never met. We get intimidated by that, don't we? But not Kevin. You see, when you walk by faith, God comes into the equation and then changes the results. You'll choose in life to either walk by sight or you will choose to walk by faith. In my mind, the faith walkers are living a victorious life in God. And we're going to continue our story this morning about David and also to Goliath, a story that has been told many, many, many times. But there's some interesting things I hope this morning. So I want you to open up your Bibles if you're there at home. We're going to look at 1 Samuel chapter 17, and we're going to finish this battlefront. But my point number one is this: go to the battlefield ready. And let's start this morning by reading 1 Samuel chapter 17, starting with verse 40. And we'll jump right in this morning, and this is what it says. He says he picked up, obviously David has just been with King Saul. King Saul tries to get him to try on his armor. But let's jump in. So this is where David begins. So David took them off again, and he picked up 5 smooth stones from the stream, and he put them into a shepherd's bag. Then, armed only with his shepherd's staff and sling, he started across the valley to fight the Philistine. Now, David, as we talked last week, again, couldn't wear Saul's armor. Too big. It was too big and too heavy. David knew how to fight only with a staff and with a sling. That was his battle. That's what he had used before. That's what he used for weapons. And I like David, how he enters the battlefield. He heads straight for the creek. Now, I've been to this place, and it's pretty awesome, this place between two mountains and a small creek in between. David goes down into the creek, and he finds 5 smooth stones. Now, some people have said, what's the importance of 5 stones? Why 5? I believe this. I believe that, my understanding, Goliath had 4 other brothers, and David was ready not only to take out Goliath, but also 2 his brothers. And I think that's pretty significant because he is, again, walking in victory. He's not walking in defeat. So can you imagine what both the Israelite army and the Philistine army were saying or thinking? Who is this kid? He's not one bit afraid. I believe David was walking into his destiny, and he was fulfilling, believing that God was going to help him take Goliath down. He was walking in victory even before the battle started. Now, that's essential of what I just said. Walking into victory even before the battle starts. Too often, it's easy for us to get defeated even before the battle begins. Much of it has to do with the lack of faith. This year, I just want to share a brief story. I'm not trying to bring up our company. Some people have said I do this just to try to get kudos or also things. But see, this is part of my life. This is how God has given me victory in life. And I just like to share these life stories that come around. But this year, our company has been incredibly blessed with work. Even though interest is rising, building costs continue to climb, we are still building custom homes. I praise the Lord for that. Throughout my career, I've trusted in the Lord to supply We've had lean years like we had in 2008, and we've had great years like we had in 2019. But this year, we're fighting overhead costs like never before. A lot of work, but it's hard to hold on to the extra because the overhead continues to climb. We're all facing that, aren't we? No matter what we're doing in life. I've talked to a lot of farmers. Even though these costs of what they're getting for their grain is above and beyond they've ever seen, but so is their overhead. I speak with men who have companies. Same thing. Having a good year, but the overhead is overwhelming. And because of that, it strips away what extra that could be done. But here's how the rubber hits the road. How do I take the field of battle? Do I gripe and complain of the rising costs, or do I go to work and walk in the destiny that God has called me to do, to living victorious living? We all face that thinking every Monday, don't we? Do we live for the weekend, or do you live for the week to allow the Lord to lead you, making ready for the field of battle? Truth, the only real choice that you have in life is your attitude. Do you live, have an attitude of victory, or do you have an attitude of defeat? See, that's a big deal, folks. You have to choose. What is it this day that you will choose? Will you choose victory, or are you going to choose defeat, and are you going to walk into it? Without a doubt, we all get hit with many, many things in life, and I just shared multitudes of those that hit us. But what is your thinking? Are you ready for the battle, or are you walking in defeat? And I think that's so important. And that's what we see in David. This young man takes the field of battle ready. He's ready to go because he's walking in destiny and he's also walking in victory. Let's keep going. Point number two. Are you a mudslinger or a life believer? Let's continue that with looking at Samuel chapter 17, starting with verse 41 through 47. This is some good stuff, folks. And it says that Goliath walked out toward David with his shield bearer ahead of him, sneering contempt at this ruddy-faced boy. He says, "Am I a dog?" he roared at David, "that you come at me with a stick?" And he cursed David by the names of his gods. "Come over here, and I will give your flesh to the birds and the wild animals." And Goliath yelled at him. But he said, David replied to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword and a spear and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord's heaven's armies, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. Today, the Lord will conquer you, and I will kill you, and I will cut off your head. And then I will give your dead body of your men to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel, and everyone assembled here will know that the Lord rescues his people, but not with the sword of the spear. This is the Lord's battle, and he will give you to us." Man, I tell you what, is that amazing about what he says? Notice how Goliath, he's a mudslinger. He slings mud at David, and he sneers at him. He looks at him, "You ruddy little boy. Who are you to fight a man like me? Your army sends a boy to face me." And I can just think of the sneering and the things that were being said and the cursing that was going on. "Don't you know that I am Goliath, a mighty warrior?" So Goliath goes to the cursing David, trying to intimidate him, and even tells David how he's going to kill him. See, all of Israel's army, folks, was afraid of Goliath. They're hiding. They're afraid of the threats. Literally, the army at this point, I think, in my mind, is a lot like the devil. He was attacking David because if he could get David to cower to the threats, then David wouldn't walk into the destiny and have the great faith of God that he was promised. Isn't that so important? Because this is the beginning of David's journey with the Lord of how he is going to take on being a king later. You ever notice how the enemy, the devil, is always hitting you and slinging mud? Isn't that the truth? Telling you who you're not. Hey, he says you're weak. You're not smart enough. You're uneducated. You don't look good. He's always beating you up for what you're not. Continually does that, doesn't he? See, every morning when I get up and look at the man in the mirror, I have a choice to make. Am I enough in Christ? Am I the son of the living God? Or do I listen to the devil and how I fall short in life and with the Lord, and that God isn't for me? See, we all face those negative thinking, those thoughts of mudslinging that come at us from the devil himself, whispering lies of defeat. Remember, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That is his goal for every person who lives on the planet, because we're the only portion of creation, not animals, of creation that is in the likeness of God. See, folks, there is a difference between animals and humans. We are the only ones, and the only ones that have an opportunity to go to heaven and be with the Lord himself. We all face mudslinging giants, but we can do as David did. His first voice, he says, "I come to you in the name of the Lord's army, the God of the armies of Israel. Believing today, you can and will defeat your enemy or a giant." I often talk about my dad because I believe he's a life believer. You know, this month, matter of fact, as we're in June, my father will turn 81. Although in his life, you can see the changes that are occurring. Everybody does when you get at an older age. And age, without a doubt, has made a toll on his body. But yet, my dad, he still works. He runs big cat dozers and excavators. And I think he likes to run heavy equipment. When he gets on a machine, folks, it's like my father turns into a 40-year-old man. He's a master on equipment. He sees the dirt and then he lays it down. Every morning, I believe the enemy tries to tell my father that his body is broken. He can't do it. And he can't do the job he's called to do. Matter of fact, friends will even come up to him at times and tell him, "Aren't you ever going to retire, Phil?" I love my dad. I love what he does. My dad just likes to work. And it gives him life. He's always been, without a doubt, in my life, the greatest encourager throughout my lifetime. He's helped me face my giants in life, and dad's always encourages me in my faith. Without a doubt, my dad is a life giver. He's not a mudslinger. And I think we always got to find those people in our lives who are life givers. David had the Lord, and the Lord was a life giver to David in helping to realize that he would win the battlefield today, that he would fight and overcome Goliath. But let's continue the story. Point number three, victorious living helps you live victories in life. So let's finish up this great battle that's going on this morning and see exactly what's happened. It says, as Goliath moved closer to attack David, David quickly ran out to meet him. Reaching into his shepherd's bag and taking out a stone, he hurled it with a sling and hit the Philistine in the forehead. The stone sank in and Goliath stumbled and fell face down to the ground. So David, triumphant over the Philistine with only a sling and a stone, for he had no sword, then David ran over and pulled Goliath's sword from his sheath. David used it to kill him and cut off his head. Now, sounds a little bit bloody, doesn't it? It sounds a little bit, as you get that visual, it's unbelievable. But see, folks, Goliath, Goliath goes to battle ready to attack and think that David would walk out strategically as he did. He had a different battlefield and a different placement, but that caught, my thinking, caught Goliath off guard. No, what we see, David comes running towards him, twirling his sling and ready to release in the spot in which it was hit. He was ready. He was confident. He wasn't holding back. He wasn't walking. He ran right to the giant. See, I like that, running at the enemy, not running away or not swerving to and fro. David had already seen great, remember folks, had already seen great victories in his life. He already had killed a lion, he'd killed a bear, pulling baby lambs and sheep right from the mouths of those animals. He had been living a victorious life already and knew that God was going to help him on the day of battle. See, I have a very good friend named John. He and his wife have shared with me about the story of their bout with the colon cancer. At a young age, John shared with as they were having children, he got colon cancer. And see, life looked pretty bleak for my friend and his wife, but they had victorious faith. They called out to the Lord. They prayed. They wept. They believed. They stayed the journey. Without a doubt, my friend John had to go under the knife and had to go to a physician. But see, the Lord was victorious in that moment for my brother John. See, my friend went through surgery and they removed a lot of his colon even today. But see, God healed my friend. Today, John is without a doubt a great husband, father, and grandfather. But most of all, my good friend John, he loves Jesus and walks a victorious life knowing that God is good all the time. John, I believe, reflects, and I believe a lot of that is what encourages him even today to walk and having a life of victory, knowing that God will help take on other giants in his everyday life. We all want to have victorious life, but do we truthfully believe it? But in order to have a victorious life, we have to have a relationship with God like David did. And we also, for us, it's a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. See, life is hard enough. The enemy is always mudslinging and taunting us with what we aren't enough of. David was on the field of battle that day, and he took off the head of the giant with the giant's sword. Our sword, folks, is the Bible. I would like to share with you a few verses this morning in closing that I hope that will encourage you for the sword of the Spirit and how we can take off the heads of the giants that we face. When you're tempted, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. It says, no temptation has overtaken you. When you feel guilty, go to Psalms 103:3. God forgives all your iniquities. When you don't believe that you can be victorious, go to Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When you fail, there is the Romans 8:1. Therefore, there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Maybe you need healing. Go to Isaiah 53:5. And by his stripes, we are healed. When you need encouragement for success, go to Proverbs 16:3. It says, commit your works to the Lord and your thoughts will be established. Maybe you need some reassurance this morning that you are saved. Go to Romans 10:13. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. When you're facing difficult trials, go to Psalm 23:4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Maybe you doubt God's love. Where are you? 1 John 3:1 says this, behold, the manner of the love the Father has bestowed on us. When you need strength, go to Zechariah 4:6. Not by the might nor by the power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. When everything seems against you, Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. When you don't think you can be forgiven, go to 1 John 1:9. It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all righteousness. When you are tempted to give up, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13:8. Love never fails. See, the Bible is packed with God's truth and promises that we all need to memorize and to quote when the devil comes after us and tries to make his attacks. The verses I read to you this morning are just a small list that I believe that will help you get started in studying God's Word. And if you write down those promises and confirmation, you will find that that will lead to victorious living. See, folks, victorious living is a choice that we make every day when we choose to allow the Lord to be the victor of our lives. Will you pray with me this morning? Dear Jesus, again, I just want to thank you again for this day of how we can have a victorious life. Lord, we believe in the promises that I just read out of your word. And also, too, the promises that you gave David that he would be triumphant in the field of battle. I pray that today that maybe somebody this morning, by listening to my voice, is in the battle right now. They're on the battlefield and they feel like everything is caving in and the enemy has got them surrounded. Lord, I pray that this morning, in the power of the Holy Spirit, that they will overcome and be victorious in facing their giant today. Help them to know, Holy Spirit, that you're there. Bring on your presence. Show them that you are still a mighty God and ready to save and bless us. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for living and being in our lives. And we praise you in everything that we say and do. And in your name, Lord, we pray. Amen. You know, today, folks, this is without a doubt the last teaching I'm going to talk to you about victorious living. But I hope in this series that you have learned something. You've learned something of how King David took on Goliath in that field of battle and lived a victorious life before, which gave him victory in the battlefield of the day. He took the field. And all of Israel, after he took off the head of Goliath, went after the Philistines and knocked the majority of that army out. Folks, that is victorious living. This is Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries. Have a good day today.